Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Bridge Over the Nonchello River. Bridge built in 1920 with the statues sculpted at the start of the 18th century. Pordenone. Text by Elena Commessati. Read by Dalila Wang.
A city is more beautiful if it has a river running through it. Think about it. Torino wouldn't be Torino without the majestic Po that gently flows through its banks. In Pordenone, there is the Nonchello River, and the city was given this name precisely because it is a port on the Nonchello, which was once called Naone. In fact, the ancient name of Pordenone was Portus Naonis, meaning port on the Nonchello. Did you know that the coat of arms of Pordenone is a gate with two open doors on waves? Every city also harbors a special place. In those crossed by rivers, it is generally a bridge over the water, or more specifically, a viewing spot. The Nonchello is 15 kilometers long and flows from the springs just before arriving in Pordenone, crossing the city and then merging into the Maduna River. The bridge we are talking about is the central one, nicknamed Adam and Eve's. Even if the two statues placed on high stone pillars at the end of the bridge are actually Jupiter and Juno. But like Adam and Eve, Jupiter and Juno were two lovers. The bridge represented the official entrance for people reaching the city from the river. In fact, merchants from Venice transported spices and rare merchandise by water. On the other hand, not only did Pordenone send firewood to Venice for the glassmakers of Murano, but also wool, linen, silk, wine, and cheese. As early as 1600, there was a water ferry service that transported travelers from Pordenone to Venice and back. Boats carrying mail also went up and down the Nonchello. In short, if you sketch the city with the colors of life and vivacity, you must follow the river because that is where the exchanges took place. It was the primary font of energy and work, stimulating the production of grain, paper, spinning mills, and mullets. Then, also furthermore, animals love to stay close to the water. Even now, if you lift your head, you can spot mallards, coots, herons, and cormorants soaring in flight, and lowering your gaze into the water will give you a glimpse of trout and chubs. Abundant flora grows along the course of the river, like weeping willows, beech trees, or the alder trees. The flowers can be very white, like the perfumed elderflower, the hawthorn, or the black locust. As early as the 16th century, the famous painter Giovanni Antonio de Sacchis, called the Pordenone, so loved this landscape that he set up a small studio in one of the buildings overlooking the river and painted a fresco on his wall next to the window, a view of the Adam and Eve Bridge and of the Nonchello River. The artist painted with passion and aesthetic sense because nature, when it is beautiful, fills the eyes. Even the grumpiest spirit likes it, and likes it a lot. If you find yourself passing over the bridge of Adam and Eve, your heart will also soar upwards to the heights of emotions, encountering liquid shades like watercolors that slide lightly over the leaves, flowers, and water.